This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.aurorapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. I'm very excited for my guest today, Mr. Christophe Marie, who is the Product Sustainability Director for the whole Aptar Group. Christophe, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for taking time. I'm very impressed with your company and with the sustainability initiatives that you're presenting and moving forward. Okay, can you tell us about your background and how you got to this high-level position in such a great company?
Yes, for sure. So let's start. A long time ago, in fact, about sustainability for me, when I was 16, I was already wearing some Save the Planet t-shirts.
Oh,
so
wow.
It started a very long time ago. And after that, I joined Aptar 19 years ago, in fact, in R&D as a project manager within the pharma segment. Then I moved to different positions within the pharma R&D and global market development. And as part of my latest pharma position, I was project management director at that time. I started to work on how we can improve the environmental impact of the project. And in 2018, Aptar reviewed its sustainability strategy, and it was decided to organize it through five different pillars: people, circular economy, solution, operation, and suppliers and partners. And I have been asked to lead the solution pillar, which is about product sustainability. As you can see, I was really happy to have this opportunity, as the environment has always been something very important and a driver for me.
I like that, how they broke it up into five systems or pillars, like you said. I think that's really important that you don't just look at it as a whole all the time, that you focus on one stream and say, I'm going to tackle this. This is my job. I think that's cool. So, Christophe, where are you located in the world?
I'm located in France.
In France? Right.
Yeah.
How are things over there today? Cold?
Yeah, I think it's quite good.
So tell us about Aptar. What's Aptar all about? What do you guys do? What kind of packaging? I know Jamie sent me this really cool, fully recyclable bottle. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, so Aptar is a global leader, in fact, in design and manufacturing of a broad range of drug delivery, consumer product, dispensing system, and active material science solution. So Aptar's innovation solution and services serve a variety of, including pharmaceutical, beauty, personal care, home care, food and beverage. And in fact, we predominantly focus on dispensing solution, but also sell full packaging, such as airless packaging. And we consider ourselves as a B2BC company, as we utilize design, consumer, and marketing insight and innovation to create innovations that impact consumer lives. So Aptar is broken into three divisions, which are based on the market: beauty and home, food and beverage, and pharma. And if you want to look into what are the products, you show a very nice one. And Aptar dispensing and closure product are everywhere. If you go a tour in your house, you will see plenty of our product. And just to provide you a few examples, looking into your personal pharmacy, you may find a Ventoline or over salbutamol PMDI or nasal dispenser for allergic rhinitis from pharma division. In the bathroom, you will find some airless packaging, body lotion pump, perfume spray pumps, lipstick closure for laundry product from Aptar Beauty and Home division. And wow. In the kitchen, I'm quite sure that you will find a closure for ketchup or mayo or some sport cup. So sport closure, sorry, from food and beverage division. So plenty of different products and everywhere into everyone's day life, I would say.
You know, that's such an important point. What you're just saying is packaging is everywhere. It's all around us. It affects our daily lives. When you reach for the shampoo bottle, when you reach for the hand soap pump, when whatever, like you said, makeup is you know, I'm always amazed at how many bottles my wife has or containers, I should say. Yep. And it's such an important part of our lives. The fact that you guys are working hard to make it more sustainable is incredible and very impressive. It's fully recyclable. And that means all the pieces are the same material. Is that correct?
This is correct, yes.
So is that the future? Is mono material the secret to sustainability?
So mono material packaging creates a greater chance for the product to be recycled, clearly. And we strongly believe this is a key element to improve the recyclability of plastic packaging and even all packaging. So going this route, the first element is to select a material for which recycling stream exists.
Right.
Then when dispensing or closure systems are made from the material at the container, it gives a chance for full recyclability of the packaging material. So when multiple materials are used, and depending on the material mix, there is a risk to seriously impact the recyclability of the full package. And as an example, Aptar have developed this pump that you were showing before, which is a full PE pump that we call Future, which is fully recyclable when associated to a PET or PE container. And this development was really a huge challenge for technical teams. They had to rethink totally the principle of the pump engine to be able to use only one material, which is polyethylene. So at the end, monomaterial plastic packaging will always be easier to recycle than a multi-layer product using, as an example, paper and plastic. So I would say that monomaterial packaging are one answer to the challenges packaging industry is facing, and that is only one aspect of a truly circular economy. If we want to have a more holistic view, we can say that plastic packaging has been introduced on the market with a linear model, in fact. So without taking care of the end-of-life management. And at Aptar, we believe that the packaging industry must move away and move beyond the make-use-dispose behavior of the past and actively work toward a circular economy. And by circulating used plastic and packaging, we keep it in the economy and out of the environment. Therefore, we reduce the quantity of plastic needed. We use recycled material and recycle plastic packaging at a high rate and develop reuse model. So really our Aptar vision is to design product and processes with the people and planet in mind. And we are focusing our activities on three main activities and three areas of the design for sustainability. Recycled material, recyclability, and also reusability. And if we want to focus on recycled material, I've done a lot of work in recycled plastic, PCR, that we call PCR, post-consumer recycled material, and have begun converting some of our stock black resin product to PCR. We have also worked, yes, and this is available and already on the market. We have also worked with companies like Unilever to create the world's first certified recycled plastic beauty packaging that is certified by the International Sustainability and Carbon Certification using chemical recycling material.
Wow.
And coming back to recyclability, to improve the recyclability of plastic packaging, we have to ensure that the complete packaging is recyclable. This means all parts are recyclable in the same recycling stream, and this is really key. Therefore, if we want to achieve that, we have to avoid to combine in the same packaging material which are not compatible with the recycling stream. So at the opposite, we have to use material which are compatible, or that are separable during the recycling process, and develop as much as we can monomaterial solution, because this is really the ideal situation. So as you can see from this, Aptar is really aligned with the goal of Ellen MacArthur Foundation, and we are working towards 100% of our packaging in the beauty and home, food and beverage market to be recycled, recyclable, or compostable by 2025. So a huge program in front of us in the coming years.
That's a fantastic goal. Wow. Well done. Do you feel that compostable packaging needs a place to go? Like, for now, I feel like people aren't sure what to do with it when they get it home. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. You are correct. This is one of the issues today with compostable product, is that when I was talking about recyclability, we have to be sure that there is a recycling stream that exists. Right. And here with compostable, it's exactly the same. We have to be sure that there is a compostable stream that exists. So there are two ways to compost some material. There is a home composting or industrial composting. home composting, it's a little bit challenging, and you have to be sure that the complete packaging is compatible with this.
Right.
And for example, if you have a metal part and everything else is compostable, at the end, you will put some metal into your garden. So really, it is not what you want to do. And it's the same for industrial composting. Stream doesn't exist. And we have to be sure that the packaging is directed into the right stream and that the decomposition of the material will be compatible with the with the decomposition of the other material coming into this stream. So this is something to develop. I'm sure it will come one day, but so far it's very limited and we have to take care about that.
Right. Yeah, this is a conversation that comes up a lot in these podcasts and in my Clubhouse rooms and in TikToks or videos or LinkedIn. Everybody's talking about, well, just make it compostable. Well, like you said, that's only part of the solution. We need to make sure that it has a place to compost, like you said, in somebody's backyard. It better be all the way compostable if it's in their garden, or industrial compostable, same thing. You don't want to be putting, like you said, metal or things that wouldn't compost into an industrial compost either. So very exciting to think about what we can accomplish in the future, but I agree, we have quite a ways to go. So this isn't on my list of questions, but I wanted to know your opinions on paper bottles. Have you seen this new trend where companies are making molded pulp bottles that are lined with plastic?
Yeah, paper bottle. Yes. So paper bottle, this is something which is interesting, which is part of our investigation, clearly. And what is important is it paper or is it only paper, or does it contain also alternative material? Like, so far, I think that most of them still contain some plastic. And in that case, the plastic could be an issue in the recycling stream of the paper. So we have to be sure about that. Clearly, having a paper bottle would be one good option. We have to be sure also about what is the complete environmental impact of this type of material every time you have to assess the environmental impact. And if, once again, the recycling stream really exists, and what is the ability of this recycling stream to recycle the full material? Because if they are only able to recycle 50% as an example of the material, maybe this is not as good as we could expect. So this is one route, and this is something we also investigate. I think that we are not at the end of this journey and not at the objective, I would say.
Totally agree. We have a long ways to go, but there's been progress made daily. I wanted to ask you also about extended producer responsibility. Do you feel like this will make a large impact on companies like yours?
So directly, I would say no, because we already take into account into the design of our products, the recyclability and things like that. So extended producer responsibility, you can get some malus and so on if the packaging is not recyclable or not using a recycled material. So as we are targeting to have fully recyclable product, it's going into the same direction. And I think that EPR is more to push municipalities, government, and so on to organize the collection and the sorting of...
That's a great way to look at it. If you're already doing the right things, this extended producer responsibility can only help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a brilliant way to think about it, Christoph. Thank you. I haven't thought about it from that point of view. I've only been thinking about the people who aren't ready yet. So you guys are ahead of the curve. I think your business should spike here when all of these laws take effect, and then everyone else will have to catch up with you. Well, good for you. Yeah, thank you so much. What do you see as the future? I mean, other than this bottle, if you're not watching the video, if you're listening to the show, I'm showing a bottle that's from Aptar, and it's all the components are made out of the same material. Christoph, what else will we see from Aptar in the future?
So we will continue for sure to develop a monomaterial solution. We will continue to reduce the weight of our product, because the less material you put on the market, the less you have to transport, recycle, and so on and so on. This is clearly obvious. We will increase the quantity of recycled material that we will use in our product, and we are going to to clearly push for our standard product to be made of recycled content, to have recycled material, maybe not all the time 100%, but to have a good level of recycled material. And we will also continue to develop and explore reusable model. Clearly, this is something that we have to explore. And here we need to develop a new product. And there is a need also to develop a new business model associated to that. We have to define how it works for the consumer. And there are different reusable models that we are exploring. And we need to continue also to assess the life cycle assessment of our product and to be sure every time that we make a modification in some area that there is no negative impact in another area of the supply chain. This is something very, very important. And we will continue to introduce and investigate new material technologies to be able to bring some additional materials. So biomaterial are part of it. New technologies of recycled material is also part of what we explore.
So that's exciting.
Almost everywhere in the field of the different options on product sustainability, at least for the packaging.
That's great. I interviewed my friend Connor Hill. He lives in England, and he said they have a truck that comes around and you can refill, you know, soap, shampoo, conditioner, dishwashing, you know. So that to me is fascinating. So you could reuse this hundreds or thousands of times.
Yeah.
I think that's very possibly the future.
Yeah.
So that's exciting that you guys are looking at that as well.
Yes, reusability is a big challenge, and Aptar has different partnerships here, in particular with Loop from TerraCycle, and also we have with Miwa also some partnership in place. And really, we want to explore the different models. Today, I'm not sure that it's really defined what would be the right model. All the brands, everyone is exploring what would be good. And maybe the situation is different depending on the region, on the countries, and the needs are different. And we need to adapt this type of model to the market.
That's wonderful. I didn't know you guys were working with Loop and TerraCycle. That's They're doing some very impressive things. So that means you're doing some very impressive things. That's awesome. So thank you so much for your time today, Christoph. What's the best way for the audience to get a hold of you and to Aptar?
So the best way is to reach our salespeople for sure. If you are a brand, and otherwise you can contact us through our website, and we'll be more than happy to connect with you and provide answer and have a specific discussion, whatever is needed.
Thank you, sir. I want to thank Landsberg Aurora for your continued support and sponsorship of this podcast. And thank you again, Christoph. We really appreciate what you guys are doing for the environment, and you're making a big impact. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kirby.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's specright.com/book.